Strong job and housing news has Wall Street cheering. From APM, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. We will look at the troubles of a mining giant and a new study that finds female hedge fund managers beating the competition.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
We'll start with new numbers out this morning that show home construction up 12%, higher than expected. We're also seeing weekly jobless claims at a five-year low. And there's a headless giant in a gigantically important industry. Tom Albanese is out as CEO of the mining powerhouse Rio Tinto. This comes after rough times for the company, now dealing with $14 billion in write-downs. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more from London.
Albanese has been under a cloud for some time, in fact, more or less since he became the boss of Rio Tinto back in 2007. In that year, he engineered the disastrous takeover of U.S. aluminum giant Alcan. He paid top dollar at the top of a raging bull market. Aluminum prices have since plunged. Rio Tinto has written off almost a third of the purchase price. But Albanese is carrying the can for another more recent ill-fated acquisition, a coal mining company based in Mozambique. That's cost another $3 billion in write-downs. Mining analyst Rupert Nathan.
I think that he'd come to the end of the road. This impairment that they've announced, I think that was just the final straw. That was it. He really had to go.
Ironically, Albanese is leaving just as things are beginning to look up for the mining industry. Iron ore prices have picked up as China's prospects have improved. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
President Obama is preparing a nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington on the tough road ahead for the ATF at a time when the gun debate is red hot.
Right now, Todd Jones is a U.S. attorney and the interim director of the ATF. The agency hasn't had a permanent director for a while now, like 6 years. Robert Spitzer, who teaches political science at SUNY Cortland and who's written 4 books on gun control, says the agency has been handicapped.
Agencies have directors for reasons. They provide overall organization. They speak for the agency. They organize the activities of the agency.
One of the ATF's responsibilities is to regulate the gun industry, and that includes dealers. Adam Winkler teaches at UCLA Law School, and he's the author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America.
About 40% of illegal guns are traced back to federally licensed dealers.
Winkler says that's evidence the agency could be doing more. If there is a hearing for Jones, it's likely lawmakers will spend a lot of time asking questions about a federal sting operation called Fast and Furious, which has sullied the ATF's reputation. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
A new study says women are outperforming men in the secretive world of hedge funds. The consulting firm Rothstein Cass report says hedge funds managed by women had returns more than 6 percentage points better than other hedge funds. Meredith Jones wrote the report and joins us. Good morning, Meredith.
Good morning.
So first, it is a small sample size. Most hedge funds are run by men. That's another issue. But tell us, though, what did you find that set these female managers apart?
Well, what we really feel sets them apart is their ability to handle market volatility. There have been a lot of psychological studies that say women tend to be more risk averse. And as a result, that may mean that they're better able to position their portfolios to handle market volatility. In addition, the women that are managing money tend to manage smaller pools of capital. And so research has shown that smaller funds tend to be more nimble. And again, that nimbleness may equate to the fact that they're able to better handle market volatility and thus put up better returns.
You mentioned that funds managed by women tend to be smaller, and you see that as a reason for their success. That kind of goes against the popular image of hedge funds of having billions of dollars at a time, making huge bets, going for, you know, enormous risk, that kind of thing. How is it they're able to be successful on that smaller scale?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I think when people think about hedge funds, they do think about the billion-dollar club. But when you look at the landscape of the hedge fund universe, what you find is that there's actually a relatively small number of funds that are over $1 billion. Smaller managers have smaller positions within their fund, and therefore they are able to move in and out of positions without attracting attention. They are also able to move in and out of the market more efficiently because their positions don't have any impact on a particular stock or bond or company. Now, the other part of that, too, is that smaller managers tend to be able to concentrate their positions into their best ideas. They're not holding money in cash because they don't have, you know, enough ideas to put their money to work, and they're not having to farm money out to people who may be more junior in the organization or people that may be running strategies that aren't really complementary.
Okay, Meredith Jones of Rothstein Cass, interesting findings. Thanks so much.
Thank you again.
And finally, rental car insurance policies can be confusing even to the most grizzled business traveler, but it is pretty safe to say that it's quite unwise to leave nearly $500,000 in diamonds sitting in your rental while you gorge yourself at a buffet. Yet that is essentially what happened to a diamond dealer visiting Florida this week who recently reported the gems stolen. He told police he was only gone for 13 minutes, also missing three blank checks. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.